Hello again, this is Ray Edwards, and welcome back to your audio training sessions. This week's question is, how do I decide what to sell online? My answer to this question is in two parts. First is an answer appropriate if you're already selling something online, and the second part is the answer if you haven't yet decided what your product or service is. Let's start with the first situation. You're already selling something, a product or a service, online. You're just not selling enough of it. Maybe you're considering selling something different. Well, the answer to the question in that case is, if you want to re-energize your business and find a new product line or service to offer your existing customers, simply survey the customers you already have and ask them. You can use a method like the Ask database, which is a very simple way to survey your customers, or you can use a service like SurveyMonkey. Both of these are accessible at their domain names, which are AskDatabase.com or SurveyMonkey.com. And I don't receive any financial reward for recommending you to those services, but I think they're very useful tools that could help you in your online business. So when you're surveying your present customers, what exactly do you ask them? You might want to start with something simple. First, determine what your category is. If you have an existing business that sells dog training materials, for instance, you might do a simple survey where you ask your customers, what's your biggest problem when it comes to dog training? I didn't invent this method, by the way, of surveying your customers. I have to give credit to Alex Mondoshian, who teaches this in his Teleseminar Secrets course, which is a very effective way of finding out what your market wants from you. What is your biggest problem when it comes to dog training, or whatever your particular market might be? Now, what if you're not already selling something online and you're truly trying to determine what your product or service is going to be? Well, the answer is remarkably similar. You want to survey again, but this time you're going to survey yourself, your colleagues, your friends and associates. What are you looking for and how do you do it? Here's how to start. Sit down with two clean sheets of paper and ask yourself this question. What am I good at? That's the first question. Make a list. It might be things like, I'm good at teaching, writing, graphic design. It doesn't matter what the specific answers are, just write down the things you're good at. On the second question, or on the second sheet rather, I want you to write down, what am I passionate about? What gets me excited? Make that list out and then compare the two and see if there are any items that show up on both lists. If so, you want to pay special attention because these may be potential areas where you want to focus your efforts. Now, I want you to survey your colleagues, friends, and associates with a similar question. Ask them to tell you what you are good at. Don't prejudice their answers. Just get their initial first impressions of what they think you're good at. And then compile and compare those answers back with your original list. The things that show up on all the lists will give you some big clues as to what you want to focus on and what you want to sell online as a product or service. I believe that focusing on an area that you're both good at and passionate about is the best answer. There are those who recommend focusing just on where a big market need happens to lie. And that's a good way to do business. But my personal feeling is, if you want to stick with your business, remain excited about it, and not just make money, that's something we all want, but if you want the joy and the money, I recommend focusing on something you're good at and that you're passionate about. So that's today's answer. See you next time.